Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and we're with Samantha Wood, managing editor of news for the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
There is a story that just is not going away, and it has to do with the Berkshire Museum and an art sale. And at the very last minute here, we have an expert weighing in the paper today.
Yes, we do. So this week, we saw the hearing at the Supreme Judicial Court in Boston with Justice David A. Lowy, who we thought was hearing the final moment of this case, hearing from all the interested parties, the Berkshire Museum, the AG's office, and people who are protesting the art sale that's been proposed by the museum. And now we hear that Martin Gammon, who is well-known from TV's Antiques Roadshow, but is also an art expert, and he's writing a book about the process of museums deaccessioning their work and selling it. He's filed a friend of the court brief, and he's calling into question the manner in which the art was chosen by the museum for its sale. He makes the point that the museum should be protecting its American collection, and that's part of its mission. And then he also asks whether the museum could get by with a smaller pot of money. And this is an issue that's been raised before when people have questioned the strength of the Berkshire Museum's argument around its financial dire strait and whether it needs an endowment as large as the trustees say they need. So it's yet another moment and a national or international moment of concern around a very local story for us.
Certainly. But then again, national and international is Norman Rockwell. We go from there to a grant that now will help in revitalization efforts on Eagle Street in North Adams.
The Massachusetts Downtown Initiative is sending $15,000 to Eagle Street in Massachusetts. This pot of money is particularly for the businesses on Eagle Street and for technical assistance to those local businesses. Last year, Eagle Street raised $60,000 for improvements, and now they're also looking at a study to make the street more of a pedestrian way. And this is part of a larger effort to make North Adams more of an attractive downtown and walkable city, to bring people to actually live downtown again and to increase foot traffic from Massmoka into downtown. And this is part of a larger national initiative. We see a lot of people talking about walkable cities, not wanting to drive for a long time to work, wanting to be able to walk to the coffee shop and buy the local paper even. It's interesting to see how small pieces of money, relatively small, come together and create these moments of change in regional planning.
There's been a lot of these revitalization efforts, not only in Western Massachusetts, but the whole state and around the region that we broadcast to. We've been speaking with Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. For more on these stories, head to berkshireeagle.com. Samantha, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, and happy spring, David.